Time for our monthly get-together with the Hackettstown Free Public Library Director. Jerry Galante is with us here, a segment that we call Check It Out. We talk about all the great programs and all the cool things that are happening at the library nowadays. Welcome back, Jerry. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
This calendar is really filling up with all these great community events that you've got going on at the library. You want to catch us up on
some
of the highlights?
Sure. We're trying to full-court press this so
nice.
That we get a lot of stuff and hopefully... You know, you'll find something of interest to you.
Okay.
So first, I just want to thank the community. We had a donation bin for DASAC through Hackettstown Rotary, and the community really turned out and brought us a lot of food and you know, toiletry goods and things like that. So that's going on until the end of the month. So if you have extra stuff laying around the house and you'd like to donate to a good cause like DASAC, please do so.
Nice.
I just want to go over, we have what we're calling the Library of Things at our library now, which is sort of non-traditional library items for borrowing. That includes cake pans. We have a mini waffle maker. We have a Twinkie maker. So, you know, somebody like me, that's right there.
Twinkie maker.
Yeah.
Okay.
You make your own Twinkies. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We also have an Osmo kit for kids.
Okay.
So it's something you hook up to a tablet, basically an iPad, and you're able to... do some math things on there, some science, a lot of STEAM type topics, which is pretty cool.
That's handy. Okay.
So at the end of March, we're doing Makers Day. It's a New Jersey thing every year. It's once again STEAM related, and people really enjoy it. And this year, we're going to do stuff for children, teens, and adults. So for kids, on Friday, March 24th, we have what's called the Inventor's Box. And it's basically a box with parts in it, and you can do whatever you want with them. And you can make stuff and, you know, we'll you know, see what you come up with, basically.
Okay.
Spur your creativity. And then Lego Club all month of March is doing a story with guided activities inspired by the story. And then at the end, they have time for open play with Lego. So it's really, you know, guided type Lego building, but then you also have some fun.
A Lego Club.
Yeah, we have a Lego Club at the
library.
A bunch
of people.
Yep.
That sounds good. Okay.
Yeah, Miss Megan does a really great job with that.
Excellent.
So for teens, we have a also on the 24th of March, a popsicle stick Ferris wheel building at 3:30. So that's pretty cool. We saw that and we said, let's do it.
So I'm imagining a full-size Ferris wheel, but this is made with popsicle sticks.
Yeah, they're individual ones.
Wow. How big is this when it's done?
I would say it's not that big. It's probably maybe... 8 to 10 inches around,
okay,
sort of thing.
Still, okay.
So everybody sort of makes their own, which is pretty cool.
I may
be blowing that up. It may not be that large.
Okay.
Maybe closer to six. But anyway, there's also going to be on that Saturday, the 25th, a bookmark drop-in craft. So basically show up, make a bookmark. You don't have to sign up or anything. You just pop into the library for a few minutes, find something you may want to read, take home, and you can also make this. So for adults, we also have drop-in crafts. Friday the 24th, we're doing a House of Cards. So come and contribute to the House of Cards.
That sounds cool.
If it falls down, whatever, start over.
It's gravity for you, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's not exactly an easy craft, but we think it'll be a lot of fun for people to all get involved with.
Definitely.
And then on the Saturday the 25th, we have a Write and Draw Your Own Autobiography Cover. That's also a drop-in craft. So we're going to have a blank cover, so to speak, on a piece of paper. Colored pencils available. You write the title of your autobiography and draw the cover. And then you can hand it into our staff, and our favorite one will win a prize.
I like it.
So
what I call my autobiography. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
That's
now.
Always a good question. It's an introspective question to ask somebody. What's your, you know, autobiography title?
I like it.
Yeah.
Very good.
So that's what we have coming up for Makers Day. As I said, it's a New Jersey thing, and we're excited to be a part of it this year.
Excellent. Excellent. Great events. Really everything from Twinkies to a bookmark, Ferris wheel out of popsicle sticks. You got so many things going on there.
I will say the Twinkies is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can fill them with whatever you want also.
That's nice.
So there's jelly. You could put frosting in it. You can make your own cream. It's fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who thought the library was just books, right? Not anymore, right? It's
become
just such a fun gathering space is what it's turned into.
Exactly. And we're trying to increase our library of things. So if you have any suggestions for something you'd like to see, whether that be lawn tools, a sewing kit, You know, it's basically things people may not spend their own money on,
right?
But may need once or twice.
Yeah, it's like, I just need to, for like a day, I need something. Right, right.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
So that's the kind of stuff we're looking to purchase for the library that people can take out and use in the community.
Good stuff. And the thing with the Ferris wheel, everything's bigger on the radio, Jerry, so that's cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got that.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
But that's going to be awesome, though. Qualifications, and again, what do you look for people who want to maybe get involved with the library, check out materials, come to the programs? What are the requirements?
Basically, just check out our website. Our events calendar is on there.
Okay.
And I mean, some of them are age restricted, like, you know, certain things are for little kids or adults or what have you. And if, you know, if you have someone that may want to go to something that may not necessarily be in their age category, call us and ask. I don't see why not, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's really just a population thing, trying to keep the number low enough that we can accommodate the amount of people.
Right, right.
But, you know, like I said, give us a ring and we'll let you know if you can come.
Okay. Give us the website and also the location, the address of the library, too.
The library is 110 Church Street.
Okay.
We're just past the Historical Society, right on Church Street, just off of Main Street. And the library web address is HackettstownLibrary.org.
All right. Very good. Our monthly get-together with Jerry Galante, who is the director of the Hackettstown Free Public Library. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
This sounds like just so many fun things are really starting to pile up. And I'm sure when we get to spring and summertime, we're just going to keep going with the great events. And I'd love to see people just kind of like reconnect with their library. Maybe people that – I'm sure you have people that come there that say, I haven't been to a library in so long. I had no idea all this cool stuff was going on.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, just services like printing. I mean, not everybody has a printer at home.
Yeah.
You can come. You could print out something at the library if you need to. You know, if you need to email something, maybe you don't have a desktop PC.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, there's a lot of reasons to come to the library other than, you know, reading.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So definitely come by. Check us out.
Great utility, great resource, and just sometimes just to have some fun. Just
exactly.
some silly fun once in a while
yeah.
that we all need to have. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Jerry, thanks for coming by, and we'll do this again coming up in March.
Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.